The voices you trust to help you understand what's happening.
Ebong Udama.
Janice Roman.
Sabrina Garone.
Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
And the voices that keep you company throughout the week.
I'm Emily Boyer. So glad to be with you today.
Hi, I'm Walt Graham.
Hey there, good evening. I'm Laura Enrico. How are you doing? I hope you've had a good day.
Real people, trusted voices, serving a community we're proud to be a part of. WSHU, news you trust, music you love.
You're listening to WSHU's After All Things, with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Connecticut towns want more school funding and a guarantee that it keeps up with inflation. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman is the Republican nominee for New York governor, plus Connecticut Republicans push for sweeping tax cuts. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Connecticut municipal leaders want Governor Lamont and state lawmakers to increase public school funding this year and tie future increases to inflation. WSHU's Ebong Udama has the details.
The municipal leaders complained that the foundation of the state's education cost-sharing formula for K-12 public schools has not increased since 2013. New Haven Mayor Justin Ellicker says that has forced his city and other cities and towns to increase property taxes on homeowners.
I've raised taxes pretty much every year to pay for the funding that our kids need.
He says the city's portion of the funding for its schools increased by 60% in 6 years.
Meanwhile, the state has increased its portion of ECS and Alliance funding to the city of New Haven by just around 1%, not even close to keeping up with inflation.
Joe DeLong is with the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities. He says municipal leaders support a bill introduced by Senate Democrats to increase the foundation in the ECS formula.
Don't believe that we can close this entire gap in 1 year, but we certainly can create a policy shift this year.
Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
If you're looking for food, housing, or mental health support in Connecticut, you can call 211, and WSHU's Ali Maxwell reports that today, February 11th, or 211, marks the 50th anniversary of the hotline.
United Way of Connecticut runs the hotline. Last year alone, 211 handled more than 1 million web requests and hundreds of thousands of phone calls. Governor Len Lamont celebrated the hotline at the state capitol on its 50th anniversary. He said 211 was a lifeline during the COVID pandemic.
The number of calls after a few months we got from young people, and young people saying, I never felt so alone. And it was just a reminder that this virus was not just respiratory. And 211 responded to each and every one of those calls with a lot of heart.
Last month, the Lamont administration approved $2.6 million to hire more staff and reduce wait times, which some callers have said are too long. United Way leaders say rising housing costs and inflation are pushing more residents to seek assistance, and they expect demand to keep growing. The service operates around the clock, offering confidential help through phone, text, and their website. Ali Maxwell, WSHU News.
A Yale professor who turned up in the Jeffrey Epstein files says he's been relieved of teaching duties. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
Computer science professor David Galernter corresponded with Epstein for 6 years, according to files released by the Justice Department last week. The files contain hundreds of emails between the two. In one, he recommended a student to Epstein for a job and described her to Epstein as a, quote, small, good-looking blonde. Galernter is one of Yale's least popular professors, according to a student-run data site. He's been an outspoken supporter of Donald Trump and has criticized liberalism in academia and women in the workforce. In 1993, he was a target of a mail bomb by Ted Kaczynski, also known as the Unabomber. He lost 4 fingers in the attack. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
A big tax break could be on the table in Hartford. Republicans say their plan would put more than $1 billion back in taxpayers' pockets. That story is ahead.
Hi, I'm Laura Enrico, and I'm inviting you on an adventure to Iceland. This October, we'll experience a place shaped by fire and ice, glaciers, geysers, volcanic valleys, and black sand shores. We'll slow down in the Blue Lagoon. explore Reykjavik, and spend our night searching the sky for the Northern Lights. Join me October 2nd through 8th. Learn more at WSHU.org.
New York State Republicans have nominated a Long Islander as their candidate for governor. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman got unanimous support from the party today at their convention in Garden City. He says he'll focus on public safety and affordability if he wins. Blakeman became the frontrunner for the nomination late last year after upstate Congresswoman Elise Stefanik dropped out of the race. A Siena poll from last week shows current Governor Kathy Hochul with a 25-point lead over Blakeman. In Nissaquag, residents are considering a proposal to build a 140-foot cell tower near historic Stony Brook Harbor. Supporters say it would fix spotty service and dropped calls. Other neighbors say it would ruin the village's scenic views. Bridgeport's Board of Ed wants to add more than $100 million for a major increase to next year's school budget. Leaders say the extra funding would restore staff and student programs the district cut over the past decade. The request still needs approval from city and state officials. Walmart plans to convert its Riverhead store into a supercenter, adding a full grocery section and expanding the building. The upgrade would include new food services like a bakery and deli, and company officials say they're beginning the local approval process with town planners. Connecticut Republicans want deep tax cuts and other cost-cutting measures this legislative session. WSHU's Molly Ingram reports it would amount to $1.5 billion in savings for taxpayers.
Their proposals are wide-ranging and a significant change in messaging for the caucus. They want to adjust the volatility cap. That's the so-called fiscal guardrail that keeps the state from spending more than it brings in. Republicans have historically wanted to keep spending down. Senate Minority Leader Stephen Harding wants to cut income taxes for the middle class, around $1,600 for families making $100,000 a year.
We have a $4 billion plus rainy day fund. The people of the state have essentially been overtaxed by that much over this period of time. And it's about time that we return the money back to them. The Democrats in this building, in the House and the Senate, are committed to changing and modifying the volatility cap. What we're saying here today is, if you're going to modify that volatility cap once again, return it back to the taxpayer.
Harding and his caucus also want to get rid of the public benefits charge on electric bills, which goes toward renewable energy and other costs. And they want to cut the payroll tax and adopt a property tax cap. State Senator Heather Sommers says her party's plan will provide more meaningful relief than Governor Ned Lamont's proposed $200 tax rebate.
We are tired of hearing about these small little incremental steps that you are trying to make Connecticut affordable. Not only is it laughable, it can't be done overnight. This plan is long term.
In the past, some Democrats have been in favor of spending more on social services like education and housing. Republicans say the money should just be returned to taxpayers. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
For the news you trust and music you love, listen on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or download the free WSHU app to take us with you on the go. And don't forget to give us a follow on Instagram. We have a growing community of listeners there. You can find us at WSHU Public Radio. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk tomorrow.